light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio. Inspiring, life-changing radio.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio to present it. My name is Momba Tailash. Let's take a look at the headlines. Resident Doctors Association accuses Anti-Corruption Commission of selective enforcement. Energy Regulation Board approves 42 licenses and 5 construction permits. In foreign news, Sierra Leone becomes latest African nation to receive deportees from the United States. And in sports, FAS urged to let Nora pick her own technical bench. And now the news in detail. The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has approved 42 licenses, 5 construction permits, and various amendments to licenses, recording a total investment pledge of 608 million kwacha towards energy delivery and infrastructure development. ERB Manager Public Relations Namukolo Kasumpa says the approvals cover electricity, renewable energy and downstream petroleum subsectors, signaling broad-based expansion across Zambia's energy value chain. She says the licenses granted during the ERB Licensing Committee meeting on the 15th of May 2026 highlight sustained investor confidence in the country's energy sector. Ms. Kasumpa says regarding downstream petroleum infrastructure, the ERB authorized the construction of 3 new retail stations and approved the commissioning of 2 additional stations for operational use.
The ERB also licensed 49 petroleum transportation fuel tankers, reinforcing the petroleum supply chain. The ERB further approved 14 kiosks for the retailing of liquefied petroleum gas, LPG, further easing the consumer access to this essential product. In the renewable energy subsector, the ERB approved a license for a 10-megawatt PV power generation plant by China Jiangsu International Green Energy Limited, and this approval supports sustainable energy systems in line with the national energy policy objectives. The ERB also did approve 10 licenses for the manufacture, supply, installation, and maintenance of renewable energy generating equipment. All licenses and permits were issued under the Energy Regulation Act No. 12 of 2019.
The Center for Trade Policy and Development, CTPD, has cautioned that Zambia risks increasing pressure on its domestic debt if government proceeds with its proposed financing strategy for the 2026 supplementary budget. CTPD public finance researcher Robinson Nakambo says the supplementary estimates of expenditure amounting to 26.3 billion kwacha contain important spending priorities in sectors such as agriculture, social protection, mining oversight and liquidity support, but the method of financing remains a concern. Mr. Nakambo says government plans to raise about 7.5 billion kwacha through the domestic government securities market at a time when debt indicators already show elevated portfolio risk, largely driven by domestic servicing pressures and high interest costs. He notes that CTPD's latest analysis shows total public debt at about 28.96 billion United States dollars, with domestic debt accounting for 39.5%, but carrying a disproportionate burden in debt servicing, which he says signals growing strain on the local market. He further explains that domestic debt service now accounts for 88.2% of total debt service, warning that continued reliance on domestic borrowing could crowd out private sector credit, increase borrowing costs, and weaken economic stability. CTPD has therefore urged the government to treat the supplementary budget as a short-term stabilization tool and to strengthen borrowing transparency and expenditure prioritization, warning that failure to do so could deepen Zambia's domestic debt service burden. The Resident Doctors Association of Zambia has accused the Anti-Corruption Commission of selective enforcement in the fight against corruption, saying it is ignoring serious complaints while quickly responding to public statements. In a statement unveiled to One Love Radio News, Association President Dr. Paul Chiwe says concerns stem partly from recent remarks made by outgoing Health Minister Dr. Alex Katekwe during his farewell speech. Dr. Chiwe, however, says while the minister's apology has settled the matter, a bigger issue remains: the conduct of the Anti-Corruption Commission, SCC, in responding to such cases, arguing that the SCC was quick to issue a public condemnation following the minister's comments. He claims that the multiple formal submissions that were made to the commission regarding alleged corruption in the health sector recruitment process have not been acknowledged or acted upon, saying these include allegations of bribery and extortion affecting employment and postings within the health sector. He further states that the commission must either demonstrate tangible progress in addressing corruption allegations or provide an explanation for its silence, warning that continued lack of communication risks eroding public confidence in anti-corruption efforts. The Lusaka City Council LCC has successfully completed construction works on the Lusaka Central Constituency Mini Civic Center, which is expected to be commissioned soon. According to a statement issued by Cholamwamba, the project was funded by the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development at a total cost of 3.3 million kwacha. The public relations manager states that the Lusaka Central Mini Civic Center is among four mini civic centers constructed within the city alongside similar facilities in Kabwata, Kanyama and Matero. She explains that the establishment of the center is aimed at decentralizing the operations of the local authority in order to bring essential municipal services closer to residents as well as improve access to public services.
A total cost of 3,379,027 kwacha and 21 ngwe. The Lusaka Central Mini Civic Center is one of four such facilities constructed within the city. The other completed mini civic centers are the Kabwata, Kanyama and Matero mini civic centers. The establishment of these centers is intended to decentralize the operations of the local authority, thereby bringing essential municipal services closer to residents.
The Human Rights Commission has called for the speedy prosecution of all those responsible for the harassment and physical attacks against some independent parliamentary candidates during the filing of nomination in selected districts. Commission Chairperson Dr. Pamela Towela Sambo says the viral video showing former Minister of Local Government and Housing Gary Nkombo being harassed and physically attacked by visibly identifiable individuals as he sought to file his nomination as an independent candidate for Mazabuka Central Constituency is deeply disturbing and unacceptable. She expresses concern that the incident in Mazabuka occurred within the nomination center and in the presence of law enforcement officers as seen in the viral video.
Further, the Commission condemns all similar acts of violence and intimidation reported in Chavuma District in Northwestern Province and Choma District in Southern Province, where independent candidates were reportedly obstructed in the course of lodging their nomination papers. Such reprehensible acts undermine the constitutional and democratic rights of all citizens to freely participate in governance, whether as candidates, supporters, or voters. Elections must be a platform for the peaceful exercise of democratic choice, not a theater of violence, intimidation, and exclusion. The Commission is particularly concerned that these acts of intra-political party violence create a climate of fear that discourages participation by vulnerable and marginalized groups, including women, persons with disabilities, youth, and other individuals.
We take a break.
Start your day informed.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United States. informed all day long. Catch the latest headlines in the